2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's fair, 84 degrees. KSL's top story. An Alpine School District bus driver is no longer working for the district after hanging up controversial posters inside his bus. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell reports.
Jeff Case's 15-year-old took a different school bus to a friend's on Friday. His kid texted him pictures of posters decorating the bus containing religious statements and conservative memes. Case says he reached out to the school district.
A bus driver holds a lot of power on the bus, and students often don't have, you know, power to kind of stand up to abusive contact.
The district says they removed the posters immediately on Friday, but this morning, Case says his kid's friends saw the posters on the bus again.
But they also noted that when the kids got off the bus, some adults went onto the bus and were talking with the bus driver, but they didn't know what that was about.
Alpine School District says the bus driver isn't an employee of the school as of this afternoon.
The district didn't give any more information about the incident, but they say the investigation is complete. Police in Beaver County are investigating a shooting that left a man dead. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
Police were called to a home in Minersville Sunday morning and found one man shot in the chest in his garage. The man accused of shooting him is now facing one charge of murder after telling police he shot the man, thinking he was protecting other people inside the victim's house. A PC statement from police says that Miller told them he saw the victim closing a door and possibly holding the wrist of his spouse.
Miller is now facing one charge of felony murder. After almost 2 weeks of searching, there are apparently few leads as to where Brian Laundrie might be hiding. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
After days of searching on ATVs and using drones, dogs, and dive teams, police tell ABC News they are scaling back their search in the wildlife reserve near Sarasota, where Brian Laundrie's family said he had gone to hike before he disappeared. Nothing has been found after days of searching. Over the weekend, the FBI went to the Laundrie home to find items with his DNA to help in the investigation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 6:32. The Montana Amtrak that crashed this weekend was going within the set speed limit. National Transportation Safety Board official Bruce Landsberg says they received permission to remove the locomotives and some cars from the crash scene.
We're sensitive to the fact that the railroad is critical lifeblood, and we want to get the goods and services moving.
Three people were killed. Dozens were injured in the weekend accident. Senate Republicans today blocked a bill aimed at averting a government shutdown. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Republicans blocking the measure because it would also raise the federal debt limit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republican senators voted to drive our country straight toward a government shutdown and the first default in our country's history.
Do they tell seniors they won't get their Social Security checks, or veterans that they won't see their benefits, or tell our military they won't be getting paid? And the consequences on Main Street would be equally severe.
The action leaves Congress with just days to cobble together a government funding bill. Ahead of today's vote on the federal government's debt ceiling, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he received a COVID-19 booster shot.
All throughout the pandemic, I followed the best advice from experts and especially from my own healthcare providers. It was an easy decision.
President Biden also getting the booster shot today. New York State hospitals and nursing homes are bracing for possible staff shortages as the state's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers takes effect at midnight. At a rally opposing the mandate, healthcare worker Stephanie Touche said she's committed to doing her job without the vaccine.
I'm going to stand my ground. I'm still going to continue to go to work until they actually tell me you cannot be here anymore. You need to leave.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul warning thousands of workers they could be suspended or fired for refusing to get the shot. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Booster doses are available across Utah for anyone who got a Pfizer vaccine. This is for anyone 65 and older, those who have a compromised immune system, and those whose job puts them at a high risk for COVID are all encouraged to get the booster. Utah's immunization director, Rich Lakin, says it's really not defined who qualifies as having a high-risk job.
If you feel like you're at risk, go ahead and get the booster if you've received two doses of the Pfizer vaccine.
Lakin says it's important for those who got the other vaccines or who got Pfizer and don't fall into these categories, know that you're still fully vaccinated and have protection. Lakin says you can get the booster by going to a local pharmacy or the health department. Make an appointment first. KSL News Time 6:35. State health analysts say they're seeing an increase in the number of people reaching out for mental health services through the Utah Safe UT app. They've received more than 6,000 tips over the past year. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Officials with the Safe UT app say the chats they've received from mental health services became what they call more intense last year. So they dug a little deeper into who was using the app.
Folks in lower income areas were using the app more.
But Safe UT clinical supervisor Denya Marie Allerton says people in non-white neighborhoods used it less. Last year, there were 298 cases when someone reached out for help when they were thinking about or had tried to take their own life. She also says they got 256 tips about possible school threats, but in a way, that's a good thing.
To us, that shows a really healthy culture in the schools of that see something, say something mentality.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Ricky, you see anything out there?
And just a little bit of leftover busy traffic northbound I-15 in Davis County going through Clearfield. We do have a new crash. This is in Taylorsville, 4700 South, about 3400 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 6:36.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.